I think everyone was, there's sort of two things. One, there was a lot of people, a lot of disputes and questions regarding a lot of properties and shared driveways and what was and what wasn't. You know, and while it may have done a generally good job of estimating, you know, size, there was just, you know, way too many discrepancies. Further, and more importantly, was just the vast number of large dollar assessments that were coming out of many properties that were out there that I don't think people realized how many residential properties, of even small homes, how big those assessments were going to be. We were getting reports in, and, of course, we're still waiting for the actual file with the entire list of properties so, you know, we can see how many were, you know, above certain numbers and such, although it may not be as important going forward. But the amount that were in the four-figure range, you know, over $1,000, was pretty high on, you know, on residential properties. But I would say in the western part of Howard County, the non-planned service area, I would venture to guess somewhere in the 75 to 90% of those in the non-planned service area were probably over $100, and, you know, and probably even over $200. So I think that with so many of them being between 200 and 1,000 plus, I think people started realizing that this was not what you were seeing in, you know, other counties. I think a lot of the news reports I saw for Howard County, they just said, oh, Howard County was right in there on the average based off of 2,000, whatever, however many thousand square feet. It's coming up about $75, which is right in there with everybody else. And I think that, you know, that was assuming that we had the average size or whatever that everybody else did. And I don't think that was, you know, necessarily accurate information. So you had a couple of things going there. Then there was just the you know, really having, I don't think the whole issue of a lot of the nonprofits and everything had really been thought through fully, and the impacts of these of those nonprofits, especially ones that we're sitting here giving money to help them meet the needs of the community through our community service partnership grants program, and that you know, here we were, giving them money in one hand, and we're
sure
charging them some huge fee, you know, on the other.
Yeah. Is this proposal different from the county executive's proposal?
It is, and here's the thing. I mean, mine. I think I had, when I introduced this exact same proposal. I'm not sure if you're aware. I introduced not the exact same, a pretty close version, and then had amended it prior to that day. I already had done an amendment that made it pretty close to the one I did file today. Last month, and when I filed that, unfortunately, it was withdrawn upon introduction. We did not have a public hearing on it, and a lot of the discussion around it of why it was being withdrawn is we had just made this decision a couple months ago and didn't need to go back and revisit it. I think on reflection, I think everybody's starting to realize that, not everybody, but a lot of people are realizing that that it's something that really needs to be looked at again. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, I did talk to the administration this afternoon regarding it. I told them I believed that what they're doing is a step in the right direction. I was sort of hoping that as I continue to refile my bill as promised, that there could be either some dialogue around working on mine with me or them introducing their own. They decided to introduce their own, which is fine. I'm comfortable with that. I'm comfortable working with them regarding, you know, what they're what they've proposed and trying to incorporate some of the themes and concerns of my bill into theirs. There's still other things that are still sitting out there that I think need to be addressed. I think my cap was 5% of property taxes on commercial for the commercial properties or non-residential. Of a percentage of their property tax. I think they proposed 20%. You know, part of it is, you know, I think both numbers for all practical purposes are a placeholder until we see a list of properties and a list of dollars that go with.
And that's where I was going with my next question. Dollar figures, what are people going to pay under your plan?
Under mine, all I was doing was, under some of the nonprofits that are already exempt from property taxes in our county, if they're exempt from property taxes, you know, the religious institutions, the private schools, the amateur soccer fields or athletic fields, there's a number of things such as that we already exempt from property tax in the county or by the state. Those would have been at $1, along with those receiving grants under our community service partnership program. And I think it was $50 for those who qualified under the historical tax credit program and or the private swim club provisions in state law, not-for-profit swim clubs. And then I had a cap of $50 on residential properties in the West, or the non-planned service area, and $100 on non-residential, and then an overall 5% cap on the overall county, and with a phase-in on residential, three-year phase-in for amounts that were still over $250, and a phase-in over 3 years on non-residential properties of $500 or more. So you can't really, even with theirs, the prior one, you couldn't use exact numbers. This is just mine provided a number of caps. It didn't really change their structure.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
I thought it was going to be too difficult to go in and do that without, you know, having the data that I've been requesting.
I gotcha.
So what they're doing now is restructuring theirs. I'd like some of my caps to still apply and some of the phase-in provisions to still apply. And I think there's some other things in messaging in theirs on the nonprofits that can be sort of combined with mine. It sort of is, but I've got some other thoughts on that that I'll be working with my fellow council members administration over the next month.
Now, I have to ask, should the state legislature revisit this issue, it's caused some confusion, a lot of people have protested it, not only just in Howard County, but in other counties are speaking out against it. Does the state legislature need to go back next year and revisit this issue?
Absolutely. And I think they're prepared. I'm hearing that they're prepared to. I think there's a lot of mixed messages and confusion. I've got to tell you, one of the things that's in there, one of the big provisions that's in the bill is the state bill was written, not the county, but the state bill. It says that fees, I don't have the exact language, you may have my stuff in front of you, but something along the lines of the fee that's established must be commensurate with the property's contribution to the problem. And that was one of the things that I just definitely did not see as it was set up before. Over 90% of the dollars that Howard County has spent on drainage and stormwater projects over the last 9 years or so has gone to the planned service area, which is where the lower fee levels were going to be. And, effectively, just based off of the types of properties and their driveways and stuff, and only a few percent out in the non-planned service area. And, even with that's one of the things that it brings into question, how all these fees are being set up right now. And the other is there's no provisions that I can see, maybe it can be interpreted this way, for properties that are naturally not causing a problem at all. They're either have their own system naturally as far as the way things are set up on the property or the size of the property that water is not leaving or is minimally leaving the property. And all the provisions for credits, as I read them, and I could be incorrect on this, appear that you have to have actually taken action, not just be on a parcel that naturally doesn't cause a problem. So there's a lot of different things. I apologize, and I can come back to you and get with you later. I got to get on.